UAP crashes. There have been UAP crashes in many places on this world of ours. While not every country has had a crash, probably everyone has had one of their citizens or more see a UAP. I think there have been far more crashes than we know. I mean, it stands to reason when you realize our planet is more than 70% water. You also have to figure some of the land is dense jungles and sparsely populated, and a crashed UAP might be lost for centuries. We also have to remember some of the land is very mountainous with all sorts of mountains and valleys. Take parts of Alaska for example. Planes disappear along with people all of the time. This is why I say UAPs have most likely crashed far more than we realize. There is also another factor I never mentioned, and that is the extraterrestrials could have removed the remains of a crash without us noticing it. One of the great mysteries is why would such advanced vehicles crash? While we really don't know all the answers to this question, and there could be several, my best guess is a group are guarding this planet and shoot at UAPs breaking the rules, whatever they are. There could be treaties among aliens that none would claim Earth as their own, for example. This could be like the agreements we have with other countries about the North Pole, for example. Why do I think some UAPs were shot down by other aliens? I remember reading a report about a crashed UAP which stated there was only a small hole in the vehicle, but the atmosphere was let out and this killed the crew. It could have been shot down by a laser-like weapon. On the other hand, we have been shooting at them from time to time and maybe a bullet got through. I say bullet because a shell would not only have caused a bigger hole, but probably an explosion. But there is more. It seems the Russians were credited with discovering powerful radar could disrupt a UAP's power, and they built a radar weapon, but before it could be fired, it is said to have been destroyed by the aliens. I have to wonder, as we fly over jungles using LIDAR, which is a laser-type device for detecting objects and structures which are obstructed. Planes sometimes fly over jungles with this device, and it can see through all the growth and has detected many lost cities. As a matter of fact, so many of them have been found it has startled archaeologists. I haven't heard of any UAPs being discovered this way yet, but that could have been kept secret. One thing we know for sure is when an alien craft is in trouble, other aliens try and help if they can. This was proven when a UAP dove into the water at Shag Harbor, Canada. Another UAP joined it, and divers claimed to see beings from it assisting in repairing the craft, which eventually escaped into the ocean. There have been some famous UAP crashes in different countries. In the United States, the most famous crash has become Roswell, even though it is said there were two different crashes at the time. Roswell has been hashed and rehashed for decades. I guess one of the most interesting things about it, besides being a UAP crash, is the fact it seems alien bodies were recovered. Even more important was the fact there was an extraterrestrial survivor. The second most important crash may not have been by aliens but by a human or humans in a flying timed machine, according to some. Nazi scientists were working on an acorn-shaped device which was rumored to be capable of time travel. It was located in a mine in Poland. When the Americans got to the mine, it was gone. Had it gone through time with a Nazi scientist or scientists aboard? Some believed the UAP that crashed in Kecksburg, Pennsylvania, in 1965 was that device, and that it had indeed traveled through time. The last people you would have wanted to retrieve crashed UAPs were Mussolini and Hitler. In 1933, it was claimed a UAP crashed in Italy and Mussolini had it taken for examination. It was said it looked like two flying saucers joined together. It was lucky for us technology was so primitive at the time. It had crashed near the city of Magenta. There were said to be no occupants. To make matters even more worrisome, in 1936 a UAP was said to have crashed in the Black Forest in Germany and was recovered by the SS. Could some of the German wonder weapons have been based on what was found and they were primitive copies? It has been said there were many UAP crashes in the Soviet Union and Russia. If this is true, I don't know why they had more than most, except for the fact Russia is so big. A secret military base in Russia tasked with the reverse engineering of UAPs is said to be Kapustin Yar. It is said a UFO crash landing took place there in 1948. This UAP crash has been called Russia's Roswell. Was anything gained by the Russians from examining this craft? We may never know. One famous crash was said to have taken place in Mexico. An American recovery unit flew to the site and was shocked to find the Mexican troops who went there all dead. They apparently didn't realize the atmosphere in the ship was toxic to humans. It is said the Americans were equipped to make a recovery. There is an alternate story which states the Mexicans had loaded the craft onto a flatbed truck, but their convoy was ambushed and the soldiers were all dead when they were found. I don't know what happened to the crashed craft, but I presume the Americans got it. An incident took place in Brazil in 1996. Three women claimed to have seen an alien which looked very strange and had three ridges on top of its head. Was it there because its vehicle no longer was functioning or had crashed? We may never know. The three women got very scared and said they ran away. One of the things I hope is we are no longer trying to shoot down UAPs. Some might say they harass our commercial flights sometimes, but maybe the reason is they want us to stop shooting at them.